Anyone in an indoor public space in Wrangell now has to wear a face covering. Violators can be fined $25. City Manager Lisa Von Bargen on Tuesday defended the new rule amidst a handful of residents who were hostile to the measure.
This isn't about scare tactics. This is about keeping the virus at bay so that we can continue to operate normally. We're not suggesting any closures. We're not suggesting that business be done any different.
And there was pushback from four community members who showed up to speak.
Much like many others, I have a hard time being told what to do, especially when the rationale does not make sense.
That's DJ McConaughey. His father is leading an effort to try and recall Wrangell's mayor over perceived legal issues with the meeting where the assembly passed a mask mandate last year. Morgan Sanford also framed the public health debate as a power grab.
You have continued to prove that this is not about health, this is about control, which you obviously don't want to give up. You continue to pretend that you have our best interests in mind while you attempt to strip us down of every liberty and freedom.
The city manager replied that she can understand people's frustration and fatigue with living through a pandemic.
And if I could wave a magic wand and get rid of it, you can darn sure bet your whatever that I would.
Wrangell Mayor Steve Prasunka says he's spoken to city leaders grappling with a widespread outbreak just 50 miles away.
This has devastated Petersburg. They went from a few cases to 60 plus cases in no time. They went from everything wide open to everything absolutely shut down. Schools are shut down. City facilities are shut down. Everything is shut down. And I read somewhere on Facebook, somebody said, yeah, look, they had a bunch of this stuff in place and it didn't do any good. Well, it didn't do any good because people weren't following it. That's why it didn't do any good.
Assemblymember Patty Gilbert says she understood that many in the community are opposed to requiring masks, but she says it's in everyone's best interest.
I do realize that I'm going to lose some friends, but in my heart of hearts, I want to do the right thing for the community.
Zach Taylor was one of two community members who spoke in favor of a mask mandate. He says it's necessary to repair the island's visitor economy.
I personally last year did zero sales in my tour business. I'm down tens of thousands of dollars of lost income from last year. With the lack of cruise ships expected this year, I will probably be closing my doors permanently if we don't get independent travelers.
Assemblymember Terry Corson was the lone vote against.
I think the mandate is inappropriate for government to come in and mandate that someone wear a mask. Noticing the outrage from all the emails that have been forwarded and counting those up along with the, looks like four dissenters, it looks like the majority of the population, assuming that's everybody that would voice their opinion tonight, I just cannot see the justification in this.
Corson also voted against requiring visitors arriving from out of state to get tested and quarantine pending results. There's no penalty for not following the rule, but the ordinance on the books requires a negative test result upon arrival. Those without are required to quarantine pending a test at the airport and follow-up test at least 5 days after arrival. Alaska residents will have the option of quarantining for 14 days if they don't want to be tested. Wrangell's reinstated mask mandate, testing, and quarantine requirements sunset on April 13th. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.